Why does Bitcoin have value if it's not backed by anything? See, I actually think this question is more philosophical than it is financial, and I want to explain that to you right now. I think the fact that we pretend that any type of money needs to be backed by anything is pure theater. See, if you go way back, thousands of years, money has always been solving the coincidence of wants. If you're a grain farmer and I'm a barber and I don't happen to coincidentally want grains, you can't get a haircut. So I sell my barber services to anyone that wants them, and I can then take that medium of exchange, that money, which, let's be clear, doesn't necessarily need to be backed by anything, and exchange it for your grain at any time. And so the key principle here is that we have attributes of money, not money that is backed by something that has attributes of money. See, the fact that we have monetary systems that pretend to be backed by anything is basically putting a man in the middle where he doesn't need to be. So if we talk about the principles of money, there are five key things that make money good. The first, scarcity. Money needs to be scarce. This is the biggest problem with the money in 2026 is that it isn't scarce. And the reason money needs to be scarce is because your time, your value is also scarce. And money is a simple representation of your time. And so if we have this non-scarce asset in money or dollars at this point, representing something that is scarce, which is the value you can create with your time, there becomes these weird misaligned incentives. The whole balance gets out of whack. And this is where we are today with skyrocketing inflation, problems in the economy, a money spigot that just won't quit. Scarcity is a key aspect of money. However, there are more things that are important about money. The next is transferability. What good is money if I can't transfer it at my leisure? What good is any type of unit of account? What good is anything if I can't send it or spend it anywhere I want to be? This is actually one of the problems with gold as money or any other type of hard metal as money, is that it's very difficult to transfer it where you want to go. You are completely bound by space, right? If I want to spend gold, but I want to transact with somebody who's halfway across the world, I have to get on a plane with my gold bar and fly across the world to deliver them the gold while they deliver me the value. Now, this was fine in the early 1900s. This was fine in the early 1800s. Frankly, this was mostly fine up until the internet. But now that we have this increasingly digital and global economy, we needed a better way to transfer money. So what else is there? We need to be able to authenticate our money. Okay, this is the third one. If I cannot verify the money you are giving me is real, is actually good, is actually scarce, is actually transferable, then what good is it, right? Dollars does this pretty well. Gold, it's kind of tricky. Is this actually gold? Or is this just a fancy yellow painted rock? Some copper with a shiny plate around it. Can the average person actually authenticate gold? You've seen the people biting them. You've seen the people biting the gold bricks, or, you know, you can do some chemistry tests, but at the end of the day, it's very difficult to authenticate gold. So far, we've got the scarcity aspect. We've got the transferability aspect. We've got the authentication aspect, but I also have to be able to divide my money, okay? Remember, my money only represents a portion of my value. The value that I create with my time is attributed to my money. And so if I have to spend the entire value every single time I want to buy a coffee, or every single time I want to buy a steak or have a dinner, or spend a smaller amounts than I earn, I'm cooked. We need money that can be easily divided. This is the divisibility trait. All right. Again, gold falls down here. Precious metals fall down here. Rocks fall down here. Shells fall down here. Dollars are great here. You can earn hundreds of thousands. You can earn millions of dollars a year. And yet you can divide that value down into fractions of dollars to buy little candies. When I was a kid, you used to be able to go to the store with a nickel and buy a candy. Boy, do I feel old now. The divisibility attribute of money is very, very important so you can spend less than you earn. This is something that humans have completely lost. This aspect of savings is gone. But the divisibility attribute keeps it at top of mind. And lastly, but certainly not least, the fifth attribute of money is durability. This token, this unit of account, needs to be able to stand the test of time. So your savings can get passed down to your grandkids. So you don't have to worry about whether or not it's going to be there tomorrow or next year or next decade or next century, right? This is something that gold does extremely well. Gold is very, very durable. It stands and has stood the test of time. Dollars, not so much. The pieces of paper that you carry around in your pocket don't really hold up too well against the elements. Don't really hold up too well against time. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We've all held that bill that has seen its day against the changing hands. And so as we think about, does my money need to be backed by something? I would argue, no, your money needs to hold these attributes. And I want to explain how Bitcoin solves each and every one of these attributes. So first, scarcity. Part of the benefit of Bitcoin scarcity is that it is a known scarcity. You don't know how much gold there is on the earth. We have no idea how much oil exists under the ground. But I can tell you with exact specificity and certainty how much Bitcoin is in circulation right now. And that is something we've never had as an attribute to money. Not only scarcity, but we have known scarcity. And this is, of course, the 21 million coin supply cap. And now, interestingly enough, the number doesn't matter at all. This could have been 612 quadrillion, or this could have been six. It actually means nothing as long as the money is divisible, our second attribute, right? Bitcoin is infinitely divisible. And so because of this divisibility, because of its infinite divisibility, Bitcoin is able to scale with a growing economy. There's no wondering if Bitcoin will ever be too expensive, right? There's no worry about not being able to buy a cup of coffee with your savings because you can always cut Bitcoin in half. So we've got scarcity, we've got divisibility, but what about transferability? Bitcoin, of course, as a digital token, is transferable around the world. In fact, I can send Bitcoin faster than you can send an email. Now you might ask, but Adam, what if the internet goes down? No problem. We're actually watching people today send Bitcoin over Bluetooth mesh networks. Bitcoin is transferable. You can simultaneously transport $1 or $100 billion over the Bitcoin network. There is no limit. And frankly, there's no meaningful difference to transferring the two. Try moving $100 billion of gold and tell me that's an easy feat. Next, we're moving into our authenticity attribute of money. Bitcoin is authentic. You can tell right away if you have fake Bitcoin because you won't be able to see it on the Bitcoin blockchain. In fact, you can actually audit the Bitcoin blockchain yourself by running a Bitcoin node in your house. You don't need to, but I think it's amazing that we have the ability to authenticate each and every Bitcoin transaction that we receive through our own device. We don't have to trust anyone to guarantee that the money you receive is authentic. Once again, I compare to gold, I compare to dollars. When is the last time you had 100% certainty holding a yellow rock that it was real? I mean, Peter Schiff, the gold bug himself, couldn't even verify the legitimacy of a gold brick that CZ gave him on stage a few months ago. Dollar bills, easy to counterfeit, right? They make them in a factory, okay? They literally print them out in a factory. You don't think the factory workers are able to slip a few sheets out the door? It is very easy to counterfeit dollars. It is very difficult to authenticate gold. And yet with Bitcoin, you have both those things right at your fingertips. So we've covered scarcity. We've covered divisibility. We've covered transferability. We've covered authentication. What about durable? Well, lucky for us, ones and zeros never die. All right? The durability of Bitcoin is evident in its digital nature. And so you might ask, Adam, Why hasn't this been done before? If this is such a natural progression, where is the innovation that allows Bitcoin to actually thrive in this environment? And it's in the proof of work. Because the problem with digital things is that they are infinitely copyable. Not divisible, but copyable. If I can counterfeit, if I can copy a unit of money, then I'm not going to work. I'm going to mooch. I'm going to stop providing value and still expect to get paid. Kind of like the government does today. So this digital nature is a bug, right? Wrong. Because the energy that is required to bring new Bitcoin into circulation perfectly ties the gap between the physical world actually needing to cost something, spending energy to create value. You and I do this all day long. You and I work hard. Maybe you build houses. Maybe you farm. Maybe you're a creative. Maybe you're a developer. You and I create value by spending energy. Nobody creates value lying on their back doing nothing. And so this energy spend, this proof of work protocol is the perfect tie to give the authenticated tokens real value. Some people say that Bitcoin is backed by energy, but I disagree. I say Bitcoin is backed by the attributes of money. In fact, Bitcoin perfectly solves the money problem that human beings have been trying to solve for millennia. So the next time you hear Bitcoin isn't backed by anything, ask yourself, do I want my money backed by something? Or do I want my money to perfectly embody the attributes of money that are designed to protect my time? We've been looking at this wrong the entire time. You and I don't need money backed by hard assets. You and I need a hard asset to act as money. If you enjoyed this video or you learned something, please share it with a friend that needs to hear this. We need more people to wake up to the fact that money backed by hard goods is an unnecessary middleman. And if you disagree with what I said, comment down below. Let's get into it. One of us is right. I think it's me. Let's talk about how we actually push a society forward with hard assets. Bitcoin Well is on a mission to enable independence. We do this by merging the benefits of Bitcoin with the convenience of modern banking. You can learn more at bitcoinwell.com. And as always, stay sovereign.